At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
In this week's episode, we are celebrating all of May's unsung holidays, like Mother Goose Day, No Diet Day, Boys Club Day, Train Day, and Corey does the chicken dance live on the air to celebrate Dance Like a Chicken Day. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Happy Boys Club Day, Corey!
What?
Oh, do you not know what Boys Club Day is?
I don't.
Well, neither do I.
I feel like this is an ad.
Well, this week's episode is sponsored by Boys Club. I'm kidding. This is not. That's not what just happened. No, kidding. Okay. But this week's episode,
yeah,
is a celebration
of
holidays. Not Holiday by Madonna,
or holiday. Not that you're in a holiday,
and not what, and not
like days,
and not that Gwen Stefani song, Holla Back Girl Days.
I will say a quick story.
What?
When that song was all the rage in like summer of 2003, I'm going to guess.
I was alive.
Wait,
it's so weird. Some people listening might not have been alive.
For Holla Back Girl?
Literally.
So I vividly remember that summer my grandma like coming to me and being like, now, Corey, what is a Holla Back Girl?
And is she still with us?
Yes.
Well.
I explained it to her and she said, oh, well, I just love that song.
You know.
That grandma also calls the Kardashians the Jordashios.
That's like a knockoff cereal of Cheerios.
No, that's like there used to be a brand of jeans called Jordache.
I wasn't there for that.
And my grandma literally was
before
like, now,
time.
Tell me more about those Jordache.
Back on topic, Corey. Today we are celebrating so many things. The last time we did an unsung holidays was November.
Yeah.
November's unsung holidays. And now we are here to celebrate May's unsung holidays.
Oh my gosh.
So you know all the big holidays in May. List them.
The big ones?
The big ones.
Like actual ones?
Yeah.
Mother's Day, Memorial Day.
Wow. I couldn't have named any holidays in May.
You stink. And Cinco de Mayo. I'm
okay,
good at
yeah,
this
sure,
game.
Sure, sure, sure. But there's so many other holidays that are happening this month. In November, we went through and we told you guys all about the things that you need to be celebrating. But,
like King Tut Day.
Oh my God, I miss King Tut Day.
It's coming up soon, girl.
Yeah, November's approaching. November's approaching. But May offers a brand new variety. On today, the day, if you're listening to this, the day this came out, it's Boys Club Day.
Oh my.
It explains what it is on this website, but let's make our own version.
Oh my God,
what,
Boys
how would you celebrate
Club
Boys Club day.
Day? So all the boys come over.
And we go to the club.
Oh.
Or we drink club soda.
No, I was
Or we
say,
spill red wine and get it out with club soda.
I was going to say, I cannot believe you didn't think of this.
What?
We eat club sandwiches.
Oh, I was going to say, we club each other.
Oh.
With like big old, with club sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, I love Boys Club Day.
You love club sandwiches.
I do.
And then when the day's over, everyone's like, just boys being boys.
I love Boys Club
with
Day.
With club sandwiches.
What a way to celebrate May 19th.
Today is the day.
Now, Corey, we need to talk about a very important day in May.
Okay. I have no idea where you're going with this because there are literally 31 options.
It's May 26th.
Okay.
It's Sally Ride Day.
Sally Ride.
Now, I don't know who Sally Ride is.
Sally Ride?
Oh, I was going to say, you remember Sally Field?
Yes, I love Sally Field.
I love Sally Field.
Yeah. Where's her day?
Well, I was going to say, this is her day. It's the day where Sally rides things.
It's actually, I think Sally Ride was an astronaut. I didn't open it yet, but I'm going to guess.
Well, open it. Let's see.
I think.
Did she die in space?
She was the first woman to go into space.
Did she die in space or is she still alive? Is she with us?
Well,
she might be a little cycle baby.
She's probably listening. Whether she's here on Earth or in space. Or beyond.
Did you know spaceships can download Psychobabble?
They can?
I don't know.
Maybe. I would think they should be able
they
to.
They should be. And honestly, if Sally Ride listens, then so can you.
I think I just, like, my brain just thought about an astronaut in space listening to us. What up, boy or girl or person?
Or, you know, they could be non-binary.
That's why I said or person.
God bless. Or they could be a dog. You know how they send dogs into space nowadays?
Do they?
Honestly, it pisses me off that I haven't been into space. And monkeys have gone. A dog, I'm sure.
I'm sure anybody, a fly has gotten into a spaceship.
Some type of mite.
A mite.
A mighty mite.
Like a turkey beef jerky. That's
do
like,
you think they have club sandwiches in space?
On Boys Club Day, they do.
Oh, God.
You know those
You know, at
astronauts.
That International Space Station, they are making a club
boys
sandwich on May 19th.
Day.
And all the boys in space, you know, Sally Ride isn't included.
Yeah.
Because it's Boys Club Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I thought your favorite day in May would be?
All right, let me guess what you're going to say. Is it May 23rd?
No.
What were you going to say?
What is May 23rd? Now you
Lucky
peaked.
Penny Day. I love a lucky penny. When I find that penny.
Penny.
Penny. When I find a penny, it's lucky.
I hate.
What were you going to say is my favorite day?
I was going to say May
6th. I love 6th. Celebrating days. This is my favorite episode to do.
May 6th.
What's May 6th?
May 6th. No diet day. Nobody's got time for a diet on May 6th. They got time for a live it. And they're going to live. And they're going to eat clubs.
So what you're saying is, you think I should be on a diet?
No, I just know sometimes.
It's weird that you're body shaming me.
No, I just know
especially
sometimes
considering,
you flip something around and look at the calories and I'm like, girl.
Especially considering this month is National Hamburger Month.
Is it?
Yes, queen.
We're not talking about months. We're talking about days.
A girl. A girl.
It's National Barbecue Month and Hamburger Month and Salad Month.
You know.
No wonder they have a no diet day.
This, you know what this week is?
What?
National Police Week.
Is it?
Are we going to take this year off?
No.
I think touchy subject.
I'd rather talk about May 1st. Mother Goose Day.
Oh, fuck Mother Goose. Didn't we just talk about Mother Goose during Mother's Day
yeah,
episode?
Yeah, we did.
Did we like Mother Goose, or how were we feeling about her?
I love
You know,
Mother
I'm
Goose.
On and off with Mother Goose.
Since the incident.
Since the incident.
She goosed you.
What does goosed mean?
You don't know what goosing
when
is?
When somebody hits you and you got a goose egg on your head?
That could be it. No. In like middle school, people would like pinch each other's butt, and teachers would be like, oh, she goosed him.
Okay, you went to a school that allowed sexual harassment.
Girl. I could tell you the stories of what my horrible high school did and offered and had.
Well, that's not something that we celebrate this month.
I don't want to talk about it.
You know what I would love to celebrate that we missed?
No Socks Day.
Nope. Oh, I would hate that day.
I know.
But you know, last
that's
night.
Why I didn't remind
last
you.
Night we were hanging out and I was like burning up and I realized it's because I had socks on.
Yeah.
Socks, if I am warm, yeah, it's because of my socks.
My official stance, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
you May know has May has No Socks Day and National Lost Sock Day.
Okay, well then what are we going to do with that?
I don't know. Really socks when you lose a sock, if you know what I mean.
Are you talking about the white socks?
No, I was talking about socks.
Sock it to me.
Yeah.
You know what we missed that I'm kind of sad about?
What?
On May 3rd. It was Lumpy Rug Day.
Oh, I love Lumpy Rug Day.
I've got two rugs in my bedroom, and they live on top of a rug. So it's rug on rug on rug.
Wow.
And sometimes when I'm scurrying around trying to figure out what I'm going to wear, you know how you're running all around the room.
You
you're
get
going
tripped up on your rugs.
And my rugs bunch up, and I do experience Lumpy Rug Day often.
Yeah.
It gets lumpy. It gets
well,
rugged
on May
up.
3rd, you were supposed to go and out-rump the lugs.
Okay. Literally.
Out lump the rugs. You're supposed to get the lumps out of the rugs on Lumpy Rug Day.
Dude, let's talk about May 1st. Okay? Sure, it was Mother Goose Day, but it was also Save the Rhino Day.
Okay.
Are they?
Rhinos are endangered species. I can't believe
they're
dead.
I thought they were extinct. Also, you know Jurassic World, how they're all bringing back dinosaurs, whatever.
They're genetically modifying dinosaurs.
Okay, well, they brought them back first.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I guess you're right.
So. I guess this is a controversial opinion.
Why don't we just do
Why
that?
Don't we just do that?
Well, do you know that?
Everyone's well, the
Jurassic Park's a work of fiction.
Oh.
That means fake.
Oh, yeah. I guess I'm an idiot.
Wait, were you being serious?
Yeah, I was like, why don't we just like...
Bring them back.
Yeah, bring them back.
Like all those endangered species.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't we just play God
a
little?
If only someone in the Wildlife Foundation thought of that.
I guess we have an entire franchise of movies about why that's a bad idea.
Well, I mean, the rhino's not going to hurt anybody.
Didn't the rhino just go extinct? I was so sad about it.
I think one breed of rhino.
Humans suck.
One type. They were out for those horns.
Girl, you can make a horn. Clay. Have you not heard of clay?
I don't even
think. Aiken?
There's not a clay. I have heard of Clay Aiken.
Now, tell me your favorite things about Clay Aiken.
Okay.
And you know what day Clay Aiken should celebrate?
Clay Aiken Day.
May 27th, sunscreen day. Because
wow.
He is pale.
Wow.
Daddy's pale.
So you know my mom loves Clay Aiken. She is the biggest claymate out there. Mm. She would have voted for him to win that election.
You know what? Well, if you keep talking about this, I'm going to put earplugs in and celebrate May 31st.
Savior Hearing Day?
Right.
Wow. Wow. You should actually be celebrating May 18th.
Okay.
No Dirty Dishes Day.
Oh, they're going to say Visit Your Relatives Day. I'm like, I opt out. Mom, sorry about it.
I think you really should celebrate No Dirty Dishes Day. So instead of stopping and listening to me, you should go do your dishes.
Are you upset that I always have dirty dishes piling up in my kitchen?
Yes, but it makes me want to sing
filth,
Breaking
Trash.
Dishes by Rihanna.
I do love
and
that song.
Break your dishes and then maybe you would just sweep them up.
Can you believe that wasn't a single?
Yeah, I can.
Oh.
Actually, Billboard ran an article a couple weeks ago that was like 10 pop songs by...
That should have been singles.
That should have been singles. And it was actually a really, really good list.
Okay.
Except for they did have Double Rainbow by Katy Perry.
Okay, bye. I want to play this game with you, though.
Okay.
Katy Perry, go.
Hummingbird Heartbeat.
Wow.
Should have been a single. She could have gone for another after the one that got away.
Hummingbird Heartbeat could have done well.
Everyone always says Peacock.
Everyone always says Pearl. Nobody says
girl.
No, yeah, Peacock would have been good, but like the gays already took it. Like they don't need it, you know? They don't need to market that. Gaga, favorite song that should have been a single.
Ooh, this is tough. My favorite
Monster.
Sex Dreams.
Wow.
Yeah, Sex Dreams should have been a single.
Rihanna.
Oh, like I love to talk that talk.
Yeah.
I don't, and it got nominated for a Grammy, I believe.
So it must have been a
but
single.
But it wasn't even
way.
Like a single officially.
Listen, I don't know. Okay. Yeah,
that was a fun little game.
You want to leave
that
game?
Yeah, that was a fun game. That made me
Well,
think...
I got the May 21st. I got the memo. National Memo Day.
Yeah. Whoa. What are you supposed to even do on National Memo Day?
Can we talk about what is a memo?
A memo.
Like there's an expression like you got the memo, but like what is a memo? Like
it's
a letter? Like an email?
A note. A memo can be anything.
A memo. Memo seems like some type of name. A memo. Finding Memo.
That's Finding Nemo.
Oh.
That's not a day, and it shouldn't be a day.
Okay. Oh, now, my God.
Did you celebrate May 14th?
May 14th.
Dance Like a Chicken Day?
No. Maybe we should do it right now, Cora.
So you remember...
Get up.
Remember
Get up.
When you had
Get
your
up.
Birthday
Stand
party
up.
At the
Stand
roller
up.
Skating rink?
Yeah.
And you didn't play the chicken song?
Who requested it?
Do you know the chicken song?
I instantly
regret that.
You are do the chicken dance.
You are the worst.
Ah, Corey's doing the chicken dance, you guys.
I put one wing in.
You.
Barbecue
oh, is that
wing.
The lyric?
It was a barbecue wing.
Now, if you could, would you rather have the red wings?
Yes.
Or a barbecue wing?
Oh, is it boneless?
Boneless? You can have 50 boneless barbecue chicken wings.
Or?
In a whole bunch of flavors. Or you get one night with the Red Wings. You
don't know.
That doesn't mean they're going to hook up with you. You got to charm them yourself, but you get the chance to.
I mean, if it's during like playoff season when they all have beards,
yes.
I'm taking the Red
we
Wings.
We need to talk about the beard situation. Everyone was sharing this article. You said you posted it 3 weeks ago. Whatever.
At this point, by the time this airs, it's
okay,
been like a
okay,
month.
Okay,
check
okay.
Tumblr.com.
There was a post going viral on Facebook.com. It's this new up-and-coming website.
Never heard of
that, it. Was all about how studies show, scientists did a study, that if you've got a beard, it's got shit in it.
They said
shit
it's particles. Dirtier than a toilet seat.
It's got shit particles in your beard. Yet here you are wanting to rub beards with the Red Wings.
I want to rub my beard on their beard.
Okay.
No beards.
No beards attached. What's that?
No strings attached.
Yeah.
Do you believe it? Do you think there's shit in beards?
Do you believe it?
Do you?
Yeah. There's shit everywhere. I'm covered in shit.
There's not.
You're covered in shit.
Shit and beards.
Shit's particles.
Well, the good news is if you want to get rid of your beard, you just shit in it.
Jesus. What? Corey.
I'm listening. I was daydreaming about beards.
I don't mean to bring up a sore subject and something that's actually probably going to like affect you.
S-O-R-E or S-O-A-R?
A sore. Soaring high above. No, you want to... Yeah, actually, sore. A sore subject.
Okay.
May 13th. Is that a hard day for you?
May 13th. Frog jumping day.
Now, they soar.
They don't.
When they jump. Corey, do you want to talk about this or no?
I mean, I can talk about it.
Talk about it. I think it's important to have visibility for this.
I think maybe on a future episode, we should face our fears live on the podcast.
Okay.
I'm afraid of frogs. And people are like, oh, why are you afraid of frogs? And it's like, I wasn't born and got a check sheet handed to me when I was a baby. And they were like, pick what you want to be afraid of.
And you were like, goo goo ga-ga.
Oh, goo goo frog frog.
Oh, all
right. Right. Yeah. That didn't happen. I don't know why I'm afraid of
fears. So you're spooked by a frog.
Yeah.
This doesn't mean that anybody listening should do anything to bring Corey a frog. Honestly,
I mean, I would actually probably punch somebody.
That would be a rude, rude, rude thing to do.
Yeah. And it's sometimes people like tweet pictures of frogs at me and then I just block them and mute them.
Yeah. Same.
Same. And that's not,
How do you feel about that, when in Mario, how you can become a frog costume?
That's just like a costume.
Okay, so you're okay.
You
with
could
that.
Wear like a frog onesie on tour, and
you're
that
good.
Would
you're
be
good.
Fine. Yeah.
So you're not like those people on Maury who, if they see a pickle, they go into like a fit.
Oh no, and actually, pictures don't really bother me. It's just like having one in my presence.
Okay.
And talk about a bad present.
Oh, why? Well, I guess so. You're not going to be celebrating May 13th.
No. I thought you were going to say...
Can you do a frog jump?
Talking about a sore subject and then talk about May 9th, International Migratory Bird Day.
There's one day I don't want to celebrate.
That's a sore subject.
I got you.
I'm flapping my wings so that he understands that I mean sore.
Yeah, thank you. Did you see that one movie about how she had to like have geese fly away home?
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't think I ever saw the movie, but I can vividly see the preview. I think Dennis Quaid is in that movie.
Who is Dennis Quaid in this world?
I'm actually looking it up. Fly Away Home. Dennis Quaid. Well, I don't know.
Cool
Probably
story.
Isn't him.
You want to know what my favorite holiday is?
Go for it.
May 9th.
Why is that?
It's National Train Day. You know how much I love train.
The band?
Yes!
Oh, that's not where I thought you were going.
What are the jams?
Drops of Jupiter.
Yes.
Let's hey, Soul game. Sister.
Okay, yeah, I guess you could just name them all.
I'm just very...
Name them.
With train.
Yes, more train. Give them. Give me that song.
I think there's a Train's Greatest Hits album.
Oh, my God. Well, you know Train.
You literally have one train story, and I know exactly where you're going.
No.
Well, you know the lead singer
no,
Train
that's not what I was
married
gonna say.
A fan.
You know Train... is a cool guy.
Do you know Sam Hunt, the country hunk?
Yeah.
He sings Train in that song.
He gives them a shout out.
He does.
As every artist should. So on May 9th, National Train Day, it's when all artists should either cover a train song or create a new song as an ode to Train.
Or.
Who's the lead singer of Train? Name him quick.
I have literally no idea.
Wow, for somebody who says they care about music, you really don't know Train's lead singer.
You're Train's biggest fan.
Okay.
You love Hey Soul Sister.
I do.
You
know, in my middle school,
mm-hmm.
it was when I was in middle school, it was around the time when that song came out. Was it Hail Soul Sister or was no? It was Drops of Jupiter. It was Drops of Jupiter.
I was like, I was in high school when Drops of Jupiter came out,
and that song was cursed.
Why?
At Kinoa Middle School, that song was cursed because everyone tried to sing it during the talent show year after year.
Drops of Jupiter.
Somebody always sang it for the talent show.
What about?
And it was cursed because nobody would remember the lyrics. So everyone fucked it up every single year.
Oh my gosh!
And so it became this urban legend. And so now. Train, if you're listening.
His name's Patrick Monahan.
Patrick, I know you're listening. Go to Kinoa Middle School next year when somebody tries to cover it and maybe come out halfway through when they're about to fuck up the lyrics and celebrate on May 9th, National Train Day, with them. I think that's the only way you can celebrate.
Yeah. Or you should have they should launch a concert that kicks off on that day.
May 9th.
And they're performing on a train.
Everyone tweet at train. Is that, what's train's Twitter handle? Train Twitter. Let me just do a quick, simple Google. It's at train. They lucked out on that one. But everyone tweet at train. Let's get them on the podcast. Let's talk about May 11th. Twilight Zone Day.
I was thinking Eat What You Want Day.
Oh my God. That is the Twilight Zone.
So what's the difference between Eat What You Want Day and No Diet Day?
It's 2 days to live your dream. No, Twilight Zone Day. Do you remember the Rocko's Modern Life episode where they went to the Twilight Zone?
My mom wouldn't let us watch Rocko's Modern Life, and she also didn't like to let us watch Ren and Stimpy because she thought it was crude.
Ren and Stimpy is crude.
Crude potty humor, and to this day, you know I hate a fart joke.
Yeah, well, is that where it stemmed from?
I think it does. Hmm. Although she did buy us the Ren and Stimpy 12 Days at Christmas album.
What? They had an album?
They literally had a CD, and I think we like played it so often that we like warped the CD because we loved the Ren and Stimpy Christmas album.
Now, speaking of Christmas,
yeah,
let's talk about the holiday that's not Christmas.
You mean
Limerick Day?
Limerick Day.
What is a limerick in this world?
A limerick is like a riddle.
Yeah,
is it?
I don't know. You're telling me.
Oh God, I'm
clicking it. Limerick Day. Now, a limerick it celebrates. Limerick Day celebrates the birthday of Edward Lear, who created the Limerick poem. Limericks were popularized in 1846 in his book of nonsense.
God, your Limerick Day description is giving me another flashback to May 12th.
What?
Fatigue syndrome day. Because I am fatigued.
Now, I gotta ask, why is Leprechaun Day in May? I mean, they literally have March 17th.
Okay, well, that's St. Patrick's Day, not Leprechaun Day.
Well, greens?
They're allowed to have more than one.
Greens?
Day.
Speaking of greens, Love a Tree Day is May 16th. When was the last time you hugged a tree?
Oh, whenever I see a hot, tall guy, I'm always like, I would climb that tree. So I would hug that tree. I would hug that tree.
Would you fuck Groot?
No.
Ooh.
Ooh. No.
You were singing that one song. What's that song?
Sierra, this beat is.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking Snoop.
I have no idea.
Gosh. You know that song.
No, I love when you drum on
when
the table.
When the beat dibba dibba do. Drop it like a Snoop.
They say that?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
You should really just keep your singing voice to yourself unless you're going to celebrate May 22nd and buy a musical instrument to go along with your beautiful singing voice.
Now, okay. I don't know why you are
so rude.
Corey, I guess I have a question.
Please hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
Are we going to celebrate May 15th?
It's already past May 15th.
It was National Chocolate Chip Day. You know my mom just sent us cookies.
Oh my gosh. She actually probably was trying to send the cookies for
God.
National Chocolate Chip Day.
No, she's clueless. There's no way.
Do you think? I bet your mom keeps a calendar like this on her desktop, like computer workstation. And she just thinks to herself,
you're stressing me.
What am I going to do on Love a Tree Day?
You're stressing me out.
What are me and the babes going to do on Love's Tree
now,
Day?
May 29th. May 29th is Learn About Composting Day.
It's a good day to learn about you're going into the summer.
Feels like a day that Hannah Hart likes.
You're just going to. No, it's a good. I think they were very strategic when picking that day.
Were they?
Like the ground.
Who's they? I need to know who's in charge here.
The Illuminati.
Oh. Do you think the Illuminati plans
they pick
these days?
All of these days. I absolutely know they do. And you see how some of the days have like multiple things, like May 20th is Be a Millionaire Day or Pick Strawberries Day. Like, you know, Kanye's there at the Illuminati meeting being like,
very much pushing strawberries.
No, pushing Be a Millionaire Day.
Oh.
And then
wait,
you've
that's
got,
a day?
And then you've got Lord.
What do you mean, be a millionaire?
Sticking to her guns saying,
where's Be a Millionaire Day?
May 20th. Are you paying attention?
No, I'm not. I got it up right now.
And Lord knows Lord's sitting there saying, I would much rather celebrate Pick a Strawberry Day because that's what 70-year-olds like to do.
Hold on.
Pick strawberries.
Be a Millionaire Day. Let's figure out how to celebrate that. It's a day everyone wants to enjoy.
Well, obviously, Kanye.
Wait, can I read you this description of this day?
Please
do. Be a Millionaire Day is a day everyone wants to enjoy. Everyone wants to enjoy today as a member of the Millionaire Club.
So obviously Kanye wrote this one as well.
Okay. Wait, the description is literally, it includes, okay, so $1 million ain't what it used to be, but it is still a lot of money.
Wait, that's depressing.
I have no doubt everyone reading this would like to join the Millionaires Club. Then, after reaching it, you can work on your qualifications for the Billionaires Club.
Well, someday when I go on Survivor and win $1 million, they're telling me that it's not what it used to be?
Wait.
Am I going to be able to celebrate?
Do you win $1 million for Survivor?
Yeah. Survivor is $1 million. But that's tough. You're out in the wilderness for 39 days.
It's the same thing on Big Brother.
Okay. They're in a house for like 3 months and they only get $500,000.
I know. I hate that.
So is it a lap of luxury or just hanging out?
Now, speaking of laps, when was the last thing you lapped something up?
Oh, ice cream the other day. You know there's some like good ice cream around.
How do you feel,
West Hollywood?
How do you feel about dogs licking water and their tongues go backwards or out, down and under?
I thought you were going to say, how do you feel about dogs when their humans give them an ice cream cone? And I was going to say, I don't love it.
I don't love it either.
My grandma always gives her dogs ice cream cones.
Yeah, well, that's why.
She goes to the Dairy Queen just to get an ice cream cone.
That's why your grandma's dog is dead.
She's gone through quite a few.
Oh, wait, is it? Really?
This one's alive.
Oh.
Did I tell you my grandma had a dog and it was a golden retriever and they had it for a long time and it died. And then they bought a golden retriever puppy and named it the same name as the dog.
You
that
can't
just
do
died.
That.
We all tried to tell them that.
That's like people, you know.
Sierra,
have
too.
Have you ever known somebody to have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, they break up and they date, the next person they date is the same name?
I've seen it done before.
I've dated a lot of the same name.
Dated or like?
Did we both just do that?
What do you think your most popular name would be?
Matt, for sure.
That's mine.
Yeah. No, it's just everybody knows million gay Matts.
If your name's Matt, you're gay.
You're gay.
And you should probably be celebrating May 19th.
What is it?
Boys Club Day.
And bring me a club sandwich if you're in space. If you're an astronaut named Matt and we're both at the International Space Station, you could be any. You could be French.
Yeah.
At the International Space Station, anything goes.
Yep.
Honestly, yep. Right now they're doing the musical Anything Goes at the space station.
Are they?
And you got the club sandwiches. You got clubbing me. You got club music. You got,
oh my God, club music like what? Club Can't Handle Me Right Now by Flo Rida.
No,
you go.
I was going to say the version of Drops of Jupiter.
Oh.
Wait, you sing Drops of Jupiter. I'll add a beat. Go.
I don't know if I know it right off the top of my
head.
When
I'm back with the atmosphere, drops of Jupiter
in her hair.
Okay, so you got it?
Yeah.
Nailed it.
I think we killed it.
At Train. I know you're listening.
Is that what? He must have an official Twitter himself.
It's at Train.
And he runs it?
Yes.
That's so you assume Adam Levine runs the at Maroon 5 Twitter?
No, I know Train does because he cares.
Yeah. I like that you think his first name is Train.
Train does that.
I imagine you running into him at an awards show someday and just yelling Train at him.
What? You know he gets that.
Train!
Mr. Train!
Please, sir, can I have some more drops of Jupiter?
Oh, Train. Speaking of a drop of little bit of Jupiter.
Yeah.
If Jupiter were another word for water, you could celebrate May 9th, or May 30th, and do some little drops of Jupiter all over your flowers with Water a Flower Day.
I feel like in those old, like RPG video games, like there was probably like a medicine called Drops of Jupiter.
Yes. Oh, a witch needs a lot of drops of Jupiter.
Yeah, yeah.
When
how do you think, someday
things.
When you interview Patrick Monahan, will you ask him not only how he came up with Train, name, but also, how did you come up with Drops of Jupiter?
Oh, well, I'll ask him.
This will be just like you've got those questions saved for Lady Gaga when you finally interview her about, like, what happened Born This Way.
Honestly, no. What happened to the second video for Born This Way? She had a different version.
What happened the video for Edge of Glory?
Did you know that Gaga recorded 50 different versions of Born This Way, the song?
I don't believe this story.
And she did every genre. She tried everything because she wanted to experiment and really capture all music.
And she settled on ripping off Madonna?
You need to celebrate
National Escargot Day.
Honestly, I wish I could celebrate May 25th, National Missing Children's Day, because I want you to get, and I don't want to know where you went.
You know what the best part of that story was?
I called you young.
Yes, yeah. Daddy did.
You know what? I don't know how she didn't celebrate May 23rd with International Jazz Day and make a jazz version of Born This Way.
I was going to celebrate with jazz hands, and I'm doing so now.
I
live
see them
in studio.
I will say those are the worst jazz hands I've ever seen any human do in the history of International Jazz Day, May 23rd.
Do you know how to do a jazz square?
Yes, bitch. Yes, bitch. I learned it in sixth grade, bitch. Are you coming for me? Do you not know that I know everything about jazz squares?
Are you being serious?
Yes, bitch.
Well, how do you do a jazz square?
I'm not getting up right now.
Well, explain it to me.
Well, you
talk me through it.
So you take your right foot.
Yep.
You go forward.
Yes.
You swoop that left foot around and go to the other side.
That's exactly how you broke your foot.
This is. I didn't break my foot. I sprained my fifth metatarsal, and you know that.
Well, I think you know were that. Doing a jazz square.
I was twirling. Okay. And so you take your right foot and you go back.
That sounds like you're just spinning in circles at this point.
Let me think about this.
Count it. One and two.
Oh, and then you take your left foot and you go back down under. And then you take your right foot, scoop it on over out the front. Then you take your left foot, you go up.
I think you're knitting.
Have you ever knit with your feet?
I think you're
toe weaving.
I think you're toe weaving.
You got a toe weave right now.
I don't got a toe weave, but I do got a go weave.
You got a go leave.
Yeah.
Okay, Corey, how can people find you?
They can find me on Twitter and tweet me with their favorite holiday from May's Unsung Holidays.
Yeah, I want to know what you guys are celebrating.
And hashtag May's Unsung Holidays. What's your favorite?
Unsung Holidays. M-A-Y-S. Not May's as in corn.
Right. That's not anybody's favorite unsung
holiday.
And let me know which was your fave.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe tweet at Tyler Oakley too, because like whatever, she needs attention. And while you're at it, go over to iTunes and click subscribe. And yeah. I'm just going to do this whole outro on my own.
I'll take that.
So you can take National Take a Rest Day.
I'm doing it.
National Take a Hike Day.
I miss that National Take a Hike Day.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But that was it. That was fun.
Bye!